We are in a series called Ohana. Okay, we've been in this series since the beginning of January. That's why I'm wearing my ridiculous Hawaiian shirt. Okay? Yes, I know it's soft. Draven is all excited about it. And Harley just felt me up on the way by as well. And, okay, we're in a series called Ohana. If you've seen Lilo and Stitch, a few of you haven't been here, but you should know this part. Ohana means what? Family, and family means? No one gets left behind or forgotten. And our theme verse for this whole series has been Proverbs 27:17. Anybody remember what that is? As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. One person sharpens another. So that is our theme verse for this entire series. Okay, some of you guys are remembering that. That's good, you know. It's good for us to memorize Scripture. Psalms 119 says, I have hidden your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. So it's good for us to memorize Scripture. Okay, that just happened. So, tonight we're going to talk about your family. We've been talking about family. We started with the global church and everybody who believes in Jesus. And last week we talked about our church and relationships within our church. Tonight we're talking about you and your family. And specifically we're talking about you and your parents. Okay, how many of you guys have ever had a disagreement with your parent? Every hand needs to go up. I know you guys are liars if your hand is not up, okay? All of us have had disagreements with our parent. When I think of the biggest one I probably ever got in with my dad, aside from when I did the really stupid thing when I was 13. You guys have heard that story. But I remember when I was in college, I was out visiting my parents. And because I was in college, I thought I knew everything. That was not the case, as it turned out. But we were visiting my parents. We were in worship practice. My dad was a worship leader. And my dad and I got into an argument about how a song should end. And it got heated, and we both put our discussions out there. And I eventually had to remember that, oh, yeah, he's the worship leader. He's the boss. I got to shut up and let him go. And it was so funny because we finished the argument and whatever, and we're in front of the whole worship team, 15 people or whatever there is. And so we finished this argument, And my dad's like, all right, everybody take five. We'll come back to practice in a minute. Well, guys are like this. We get in a fight. We make a decision. We move on, right? Like, it's good. Well, that's what happened. Me and my dad were fine. We never really, I don't know if my dad even remembers the issue. But one of the ladies during the break came up, do you guys need to go talk it out? Do we need to, end practice right now? And we're like, no, we're good. Why? And she really thought we were going to be really, mad at each other forever. But we both moved on really quickly. So that's the one big disagreement that I really remember having with my dad. But I've never done it, but from what I hear, parenting is hard, okay? Parenting is hard. It's difficult to look after a little person. I've got friends who are parents, and they say it's pretty difficult, especially making sure that kid doesn't get hurt. Tonight I've got a short video that is proof that it can be hard to make sure your kids don't get hurt. Yeah, that looked like it hurt. I don't know. I've never been kicked in the face, but that looked like it hurt a lot. So, parenting is hard, okay? It can be very difficult. Just keeping your kids safe, let alone providing for them, making sure they're fed, making sure they're not, and not to mention trying to teach them right from wrong and make sure they don't make really stupid decisions. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about your relationship with your parents. If you want, you can turn to Ephesians 6. We're also going to have it up on the screen here. The first three verses of Ephesians 1 and 6 say, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now, he quotes here in verse 2 and 3, he quotes from Exodus. Anybody know what happens in Exodus chapter 20? Anybody? The 10 commandments are in Exodus chapter 20. So he's quoting the fifth commandment. Now, the fifth commandment, he says here, it's the only commandment with a promise. All the other 10 commandments just say, do this or don't do it. They don't say why particularly. They just say, this is what you're supposed to do. Okay, you shall have no other gods before me. You should not make any other graven images. You should not lust. Don't covet. All those things. This is the only one of the 10 commandments where it says, here's why. The reason why. Honor your father and mother so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. So tonight we're going to look at three principles of honoring our parents, okay, and kind of go along with this. This is just going to be three simple principles. Not going to take too long on this. First off, as long as you're under their care, you should obey them, okay? That seems logical, but some of you guys don't necessarily always, and I say you guys, we do not always do this, okay? But it seems kind of logical, you know, if they're paying for your food and they're paying for your gas and they're, you know, putting a roof, they're paying your rent, you probably got to do what they say, okay? When I was in college, you know, even though I wasn't living with my parents, I wasn't paying for all my stuff. You know, my parents and my grandfather were still paying for all my stuff. So I listened to them. You know, when they asked me to do something, I said, yeah, because otherwise, you know, I mean, it just seems logical to take care of the things that they ask to take care of. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this. You guys aren't there right now, and I hope you're not. I hope you never get to this point. But if you get to the point where you're like 24 and you're still living at home and your mom and dad are still buying your groceries and stuff, you still got to listen to them, okay? Just because you're 18, you're not an adult until you're taking care of yourself. So just keep that in mind, you know? And I know this is difficult sometimes because when we're teenagers, we automatically think we know everything. And you may disagree or agree with that, but trust me, it's true. I've learned now that you're never more cocky as when you're a teenager. But it's not the case. Your parents have a wealth of experience that they are teaching you from. And so it's also good just to learn to respect authority. All through our lives, we have to respect authority. We got to respect bosses. We got to respect teachers. And your parents are part of that, okay? So even if you don't like it, we have to respect authority in life. So your parents are good practice for that, if nothing else. All right? I can't wait till I'm a parent because one of the things I'm going to teach my kid is not to jump off a swing. Okay, some of you heard my story on that. I broke my arm when I was in first grade. That is my experience talking. I can say, hey, listen, you probably shouldn't do that. You can get hurt doing that. You know, and all of you guys probably have your thing you can already think of, like, oh, man, I'm going to tell my kid not to do this because this is how I got hurt, you know? So that's just a wealth of experience. Say what? Don't get hit by a car. Harley's got good advice. Yeah, don't jump backwards out of a parked van. That's another one of my brilliant stories. But, okay, so use their experience to help you avoid some stuff. That's why they tell you a lot of stuff is because they don't want you to go through the same stuff they went to. Second principle, respect them throughout your life. Now, I'm not being supported by my parents. You know, I pay my own bills. Wes and I, we support ourselves. But we still respect our parents. Does it mean we do? You know, if I go to them for advice, I may or may not take it, you know, depending on what the situation is. I probably will. But, you know, once you kind of are on your own, now it's kind of a different case where you're not at the point where you have to do everything they say necessarily. But still, we want to honor them, respect them. They spent 18 or sometimes more years of your life, of their life, raising you and making sure you're still alive and you didn't get hurt and yada, yada, yada. So keep that up. You know, my parents have a lot of wisdom that I go to. So, you know, even though I'm not under their roof anymore, as the term goes, I still listen to them because it's good to and because they know a lot of stuff that I still don't. And some of you might say, well, you know, my parents never earned my respect. My parents didn't earn my respect. But I'm curious, and that Wes, go back to that scripture. Go back to that Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. There we go. Does it say anywhere in there, respect your parents if they've earned it? No, it doesn't. Okay, we're just supposed to respect them, period. Whether or not they've earned it, we're still supposed to respect them. We're supposed to listen to them. Because here's the thing, there are no perfect parents. My parents were awesome. I love my parents. But they were not perfect, and they will admit that. They will tell you that. There are no perfect parents, and we tend to go through four stages of how we see our parents, okay? As we grow, we kind of see them in one of four ways. The first one is we idolize them. You know, when you're a little kid, you think your dad is like Superman, and he can do nothing wrong, right? When you're real little, like your dad or your mom or whatever, nothing ever happens that is wrong for them. They are perfect. They can do anything. My dad is stronger than your dad. And, you know, every time something's broken, dad can fix it. Every time something's heavy needs lifting, dad can fix it. Anytime I get hurt, mom can fix it. We idolize our parents. Then we get into the early teenage years. And we kind of go the opposite way. Where are you going, Wes? Go back to the other page. Those are supposed to go one at a time. Okay. Secondly, we demonize them. This is the part where all of a sudden they are the source of all of our problems. How many of you have ever thought that about your parents? Be honest, right? My parents are the source of everything that's bad in my life, okay? We've probably all thought this at some point or another, usually right at the end of that fight. You know, you have a fight with them, you run into the room, Mom, you're the reason my life sucks, right? We've been there, okay? We demonize our parents. Then the third one here, this is as you get into older teenager, you become a young adult, you utilize them. Okay, at this point, mom and dad are just an ATM and a car key machine, right? Mom, I would like to go to the movies. Can I have some money? Mom, I would like to do whatever. Can I have the car keys? Right? Okay, they become simply an something for us to use. We don't have really a relationship with them in a lot of ways. They are simply the permission granter and the car key giver and the money giver, okay? And then last, did you just say amen? And then lastly, the most mature relationship is the humanized. This is where you realize, you know what? My parents aren't perfect, okay? They may have screwed up a few times, but they did their best. We appreciate what they've done for us. Hopefully this is where you are or where you're getting. This is kind of where we need to be, is realizing that our parents are not perfect. But you know what? They love us and they want to do what's best by us, and so we should honor that. Okay? So that's two principles. The third principle is very simple, and that's pray for your parents. Some of you have never thought about praying for your parents. It has never crossed your mind. You know they pray for you, but it has never crossed your mind to pray for your parents. I encourage you guys to pray for your parents. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. All those in authority, that includes your parents. So the Bible tells us to pray for those who are in authority, including our parents. Guys, I can tell you, being a youth pastor is hard, okay? And I only see you guys a couple hours a week. Your parents have to deal with you all the time. And if you've ever dealt with you, you know that that can be difficult. Trust me, your parents need your prayers, okay? So do that. You may have never thought of that. You may have never even considered that. I encourage you guys, pray for your parents, okay? They need it. They're not perfect, and anybody who says otherwise is a liar. But at the same time, they're trying to do what's best for you in most of your cases. Pray for your parents, okay? If they're not in a good place, pray for them all that much more. Okay, if your parents, you know, if you got issues with your parents, if your parents are split up or you got, you know, whatever is going on with your parents, they need the prayer. And so I encourage you guys to pray for them and lift them up so that they know, and, you know, they don't even have to know about it. They don't know about it, but the Bible says that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. That means that the prayers of someone who loved Jesus work. They're good. So pray for your parents, guys. You need to be in prayer for your parents. For all your leadership, but especially for your parents. Tonight was a short message. That's pretty much the end of it. I'm going to pray here. But I encourage you guys, if this is something that you struggle with, and I know for a few of you it does because I've seen it in action, be in prayer about this. You know, we got to figure this out. Our parents are here for our benefit. Are they always perfect? No. Some of them are never perfect. But they are here to help us, you know, mature and grow and learn how to be responsible human beings. So I encourage you guys, honor your parents, pray for them, and you know, like the scripture said, honor your parents so that you can have a long and so that it will go well with you and you may have a long and fruitful life.